Hello and welcome to Formation. I'm Kara Watts and here with
Shannon Moore
and
Renee Hoke.
And we
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we're here to continue our conversation about Bible Stories for Grownups, a book that we're following along written by Josh Scott. And we find ourselves today in the New Testament with the story of Zacchaeus. And so just first, what do you remember from Zacchaeus?
That he was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore. We got this whole thing around the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today. I was hoping that we would have opportunity to sing that today.
There was.
That wasn't my best.
And it was such a thoughtful presentation.
Well, I can do a better version later at the end.
Maybe at the end.
Over the closing credits.
Look forward to
that'll be the single version for the radio release.
That'll be important. Important part of the story. But that is really what we remember. We remember that Zacchaeus was not a tall guy, and he went and he climbed up this tree so that he could see Jesus because he knew Jesus was making his way through. He was in the town of Jericho, which kind of continues to show up multiple times in these stories as Jesus is making his way and talking to people and teaching and healing and doing all of those things.
Do you think because of the song, we think of him kind of like a little elf, like Rumpelstiltskin? I mean, we kind of it'd be
like a wee
almost
little
like
man.
Like comic,
yeah,
theory.
Like fictionalized.
Not yes. So to come back and look at it seriously is
right.
Takes a little effort.
But I do think it's worth mentioning that little song gets pretty much that scripture text down. I mean, I wish there were more songs like that about other Bible stories because if you, as we'll read here shortly, when you read through that text, that little song hits on.
Except
on many
the part
things.
Where nobody liked Zacchaeus, that's not in the song.
Well,
that's true, and that's a major point of this, that Zacchaeus was a tax collector, which meant that he worked for the empire. He worked for the Roman Empire, and
he was sold out.
He was sold out, and his primary role was to collect taxes. And I didn't know, and learned from reading, that he didn't really make a salary per se. He had to make whatever he wanted. Straight commission, however he wanted that to happen. And clearly...
So he could overcharge.
He could overcharge whatever he wanted
to. And tell them whatever, and then keep the difference. And
I think I didn't realize he was in management.
Right.
Actually, you know, he was like the district superintendent or something. He had people working for him.
Right.
So he must have been really good at gathering in that money.
Yeah, I always wonder if he was really small and couldn't see, or if he just... needed to climb a tree to get away from people. You know, I mean, really, like he was clearly a person that was not
a great observation,
not loved. And yet,
if the streets were lined with Jesus followers, how the community felt about him?
Yeah,
maybe he didn't want to be standing shoulder to shoulder with all those people he had cheated.
Well, in my mind, people have like kept him from seeing Jesus because he was short. Like they would see him and then
step
sort
in front of
come
him.
Together and not let him through.
Yeah.
That's how it plays out in my mind.
You're not a Jesus person. You couldn't possibly want to see, or
we're not going to let you. You cheated us on, you overcharged us, and we know you did, and there's nothing we can do about it, but we can keep you from seeing Jesus. Watch this, little man. That's how it's always been.
Right.
And in my mind, I'm going to write a bridge about that for the single version of the song.
I was just thinking.
That will appear on iTunes.
That brings a more serious part of this melody.
Well, given all of that, if you will read more.
Is he going to read it or sing it?
Well, since we've already done the singing, if you'll read the
just words.
Of course, the end of that story. We know that he was there, but what happens once he is seen by Jesus?
I feel like Kara is tired of foolishness.
She's trying to keep us on track.
Okay, so yeah, we know that he was rich and trying to see Jesus, and he was short. Verse 4 says he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. Jesus came, looked up, and said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So starting at verse 6, he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he is gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost."
That's not really covered in the Psalms.
No, that'll be verse 2.
What are your
and
impressions
he's lost?
On this?
Why is he lost?
Uh-huh.
He's a Jew. Is he lost? How do we know that he's lost?
Well, I think because, I mean, in my mind, it's that he takes advantage of his own people for his own monetary gain. He works for the Roman Empire.
The nature of how he did his work made him lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I preached a sermon on this text several years ago, and one of the things that stood out to me from that commentary that I read was that for a grown man to run was shameful. And so Luke makes a point of saying that he ran, and that a grown man in that time, that was a childish thing to do. So there's also this sense of urgency for some reason that Zacchaeus has, that he has to see. He has to lay eyes on Jesus, no matter he's going to.
I like thinking about that. Mm-hmm. The same is true for the father who runs in the story of the prodigal son.
Yes.
You know, and so Luke, this being the great storyteller, that person in need, Zacchaeus, needed something that Jesus had to offer. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Well, and there's this, he tells them that he's saved. Like, there's a salvation is brought to you now. And I thought that this description of salvation that Scott provides in this book was really a pretty powerful way of thinking about salvation, because it wasn't that he was saved, it was more that he was liberated. Zacchaeus wasn't just seen and invited. He was named as a child of Abraham. He was, he didn't wait to make changes. He immediately said, "I'm going to fix what I've done."
And think about how much money he must have in order to not only pay back, but four times as much.
Ooh.
And give half of his, I mean, he's loaded.
And if he's been cheating people for years, he must have a vault in his house where he has all of
these things.
Like, what was the duck? McScrooge, what was it? And the Disney.
We lost it again.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll look at this from a little bit of a different lens.
The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God's doing in the world. We invite you to join us on Sunday morning for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11. Simple worship in the chapel at 9:30. Visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We're a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize that we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on the faith journey. We seek to practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Explore our programs and upcoming events at www.universitychristian.org. Don't forget to stay connected with us on social media.
We are back. Welcome back. And we're talking about Zacchaeus and this idea of salvation that Zacchaeus experienced, that he was, even though he was hated by the people, Jesus named him as a child of Abraham and loved, and Zacchaeus made decisions based on that. Now, when we look at this whole story in context, there is the story of the rich young ruler. So someone who clearly had a lot of power, and this happens prior to the Zacchaeus story. But let's, Renee, if you will read, well, first of all, the rich young ruler comes and he says to Jesus, you know, what do I need to do to have eternal life? And so the author, Josh, talks about that he's not asking, how do I get to heaven? He's asking, how do I inherit what is to come? How do I get to be part of when the world is right?
Right.
How do
sort
I get
coming
to be a
kingdom that Jesus talks about?
Right. How do I get to be a part of that? And Jesus kind of goes through the list of many of the Ten Commandments. And the young ruler says, I'm doing all those things.
Got it.
And then he continues. And so, Renee, if you'll read.
All right. So I'm in Luke 18, starting with verse 21. So the rich young ruler replied, I have kept all these since my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, there is still one thing lacking. Sell all that you own and distribute the money to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.
And the ruler says, don't know. He walked away.
Very
sad.
Yep. When he heard this, he was very sad, yeah. For he was very rich.
So in conversations about this text, was he sad because he was going to have to give up money and he loved money? Or was he sad because he couldn't give up the money? And so had he already made the decision, oh, I guess it's too much trouble. Why was he sad?
I don't know the difference between those two things. I think it's all about...
that he was going to take action and not have the lifestyle he had previously had, or that he was going to choose not to do what Jesus told him to do.
Mm.
Because the money was too important for him to give it up. So one was he's going to make the change, and the other was, forget it.
Yeah, I forget it. It's what it sounds like.
Yeah, hey. Or it's just too hard. It seems
so
too
you
impossible.
Don't think he was transformed like Zacchaeus was?
I don't think
no, I think
so.
Zacchaeus is the counter
right.
to the rich young ruler.
Right.
Because he was willing to give up the money.
And not in the future. Zacchaeus said, I'm going to do it right
an
now.
An immediate transformation.
I am going now. I'm speaking in the present day. And I think it's an interesting thing for us to think about now. What is it that we do? You know, are we the Zacchaeus or are we the young ruler when we're looking at how do we bring about what is right and what is good and what is justice here? What is that?
When you talk about money and finances, it always raises the temperature in the room. And, you know, I've heard a lot of sermons on this text where, you know, they're very clear that, well, Jesus was just talking to this guy. This was what he needed to do, but not, we don't all have to do that, you know, but we like to make those justifications. I don't know. I think I've shared with you before, there's a prayer when I was doing my spiritual direction course that basically says, God, I give up everything to you. All I need is you. I don't need anything else. And I couldn't do it. I mean.
You would just be silent.
I grew up poor. And so it's hard for me to say I don't need anything. And I admit that. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. So I kind of know how. I mean, I'm not rich like this guy, but you know, it's hard to think about. You know, I surrender some.
Yes. what is maybe we ask after these two stories, what is it that has claim over us in our own lives? What is this thing that if Jesus was walking down the street and you were up in a tree, I mean, what would you give up?
Right. And what would he ask me to give up?
In that encounter, yeah.
Would that be?
And would I do it?
Yeah. Scott says, every inequity and injustice that exists on this planet is a humanly created problem. And at the same time, the solution to those problems will come from us.
Mm.
And so I think that that's a powerful thing to think about when we think of these two stories. And the really diverse juxtaposition of them, and then when we put ourselves into it, and what is it? How do we fix this? How do we be part of community in order to fix this?
That's our Jesus making us think.
It's a big thing.
It is.
Yeah. Making us change.
Making
That's
us
right.
think and change and grow. Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for engaging in this. I know this. I hope this sparks lots of continued thinking and prayer and study, and let us know what you think about it. How do you handle this? Where do you fall? Is the Zacchaeus or the rich young ruler? And we look forward to seeing you soon. If you have ideas, you can email us at formation at ucccftw.com. And we look forward to hearing from you, and we will see you soon.
Now, are you singing over the closing credits?
Zacchaeus, oh, wee little man.
I think we're done.